From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now to your letters about yesterday's program. We got a mixed response to our story about Missouri's now diminished bellwether status.
After more than 2 weeks of vote counting, the state narrowly went for John McCain for president. Starting in 1904, Missouri has picked the presidential winner every time, except for 1956, and now again in 2008.
Well, Michael Preuss of Greensboro, North Carolina, had this complaint. He writes, "I was dismayed to hear your guest say that Missouri got it wrong. Missourians may not have been a bellwether this time around, but they participated and voted their consciences. In a democracy, participating is getting it right."
Jay Silber of Richardson, Texas, thanked us for this story. At least, Robert, for the part of the story where you very helpfully explained to us what a bellwether
That's
is.
That's right. It's a castrated ram outfitted with a bell that leads a flock of sheep.
Who knew? Robert knew. Well, Mr. Silber sent us this. "We raised sheep when I was a kid. My brother suggested that maybe being the bellwether state was not a true compliment, considering sheep are not the brightest animal in the barn with all that blindly following the leader stuff." He adds, "None of us knew where the word bellwether came from. What a great day. We learned something."
Well, now to our story about a legendary Harvard-Yale football game in 1968.
He's got it! He's got it! Tabari! And it ends 29-29! What a finish!
That story hit a personal note with Jonathan Siegel of Springfield, Oregon.
He writes, "As one of those 47,000 screaming fans in Harvard Stadium that day, I have often tried to interest other football fans in what was certainly the greatest finish of any game I ever saw. A tie?" Friends scoff. I reply, "16 points in the last 42 seconds. David and Goliath." Thanks for the memory.
You too can thank us or critique us or tell us your memories by going to npr.org/contact. And please let us know where you're from and how you pronounce your name.